How important are intercultural differences? It has become popular to talk about intercultural differences. Anyone who has worked in multicultural teams knows that intercultural differences can often create serious trouble. The basic problems can be the following. The team leader ignores the existence of cultural differences and influences in the way people work and cooperate. Why? He or she maybe lacks the necessary cultural sensitivity or interest. He or she maybe adheres to the ideology that all human beings are equal and therefore there are no intercultural differences. Or everybody is an individual, therefore there are only individual differences but not intercultural differences. Another problem is to be aware about the areas in which those differences are relevant to the workplace. Here are some areas you should consider. In some cultures, I avoid communicating something negative. I do not want to upset my boss. I want to communicate only good news. The result is that the manager is not informed in time if there are problems or delays. When meeting someone new, in some cultures, it is expected to talk extensively about personal matters before you talk about business. In other cultures, this may seem indiscreet or intrusive. In some cultures, it is impolite to speak before the eldest participant or the boss has spoken. In some cultures, you do not give negative feedback in the presence of others. As an introduction on this topic, I highly recommend the book The Culture Map by Aaron Meyer.